Imagine waking up feeling genuinely refreshed, with no memory of checking the clock throughout the night. This isn't a fantasy. It's the natural state of sleep that Dr. Jade Wu helps us reclaim in Hello Sleep. Unlike conventional approaches, treating sleep as an engineering problem to be solved with strict rules and expensive gadgets, Wu offers something revolutionary, rebuilding our relationship with sleep as we would with a friend. In a world where approximately 24.5 million American adults battle insomnia, fueling an $81.2 billion sleep aid industry, Wu's evidence-based approach cuts through the noise. Sleep isn't something to be controlled or optimized like a factory process. It's a natural, pleasurable experience that we've forgotten how to enjoy. Through cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, Wu guides us back to this fundamental truth, challenging our industrial-era notions about rest and productivity. Sleep isn't your brain shutting down. It's an active, complex state where remarkable processes unfold. During sleep, your brain's glymphatic system becomes up to 10 times more active, clearing toxins, your body releases growth hormones, accelerates tissue repair, and reorganizes neural pathways to consolidate memories and regulate emotions. The notion of neat 90-minute sleep cycles is misleading. Sleep architecture varies throughout the night and differs between individuals based on age, health, and activities. Different brain regions can even operate in different sleep stages simultaneously. Your brain automatically adjusts the amount and sequence of each sleep type based on your current needs. Even the conventional 8-hour recommendation warrants scrutiny. Studies with over 43,000 participants showed longer sleep duration, 8-plus hours, was associated with a 77% increased risk for dementia, while shorter sleep periods showed no significant increased risk. Quality sleep is defined by waking refreshed and maintaining alertness throughout the day, not by achieving an arbitrary duration. Insomnia isn't just missing hours of sleep. It's a persistent difficulty falling or staying asleep that significantly impairs daily functioning. Unlike sleep deprivation, where exhausted individuals can fall asleep quickly in various situations, people with insomnia often feel mentally exhausted yet physiologically aroused, making sleep elusive even in ideal circumstances. Chronic insomnia develops through the 3 P's model: predisposing factors, genetic tendencies toward light sleep or hyperarousal, precipitating factors, specific triggers like job loss or health issues, and perpetuating factors, behaviors that inadvertently maintain the problem. These perpetuating behaviors often seem logical, extending time in bed to catch up on sleep, creating rigid bedtime routines, or becoming obsessed with sleep quality and environmental conditions. While we can't change genetic predisposition or erase triggering events, modifying perpetuating factors is key to effective treatment. The paradox of insomnia lies in how desperately trying to sleep often makes it more elusive. Sleep operates on a fundamental balance between sleep drive and arousal, like a neurological seesaw. When sleep drive exceeds arousal, you drift off easily. When arousal dominates, sleep remains elusive. Homeostatic sleep drive builds like hunger throughout the day. Most adults need 16 to 18 hours of wakefulness to accumulate sufficient sleep drive for quality rest. Physical activity enhances this drive, which is why mental exhaustion alone often isn't enough for good sleep. Common mistakes include going to bed too early, staying in bed after waking, keeping inconsistent schedules, and physical inactivity. The most effective solution is sleep consolidation, spending less time in bed to build stronger sleep drive and reinforce the bed-sleep connection. People with insomnia have conditioned their brains to associate bed with wakefulness. After many restless nights, the bedroom becomes a trigger for alertness rather than sleepiness. This explains why you might feel sleepy on the couch but wide awake in bed. To recondition your brain, reserve your bed exclusively for sleeping and intimacy, eliminating all other activities that don't directly lead to sleep. Feeling tired doesn't always mean you need more sleep. Polysomnography studies show sleep parameters don't strongly correlate with fatigue levels. Paradoxically, people who habitually sleep longer often report more fatigue, suggesting other factors affect our energy. Several mechanisms explain this relationship. Hyperarousal, when your brain remains overstimulated, causes fatigue regardless of sleep duration. Brain imaging shows insomniacs have higher brain metabolism during sleep, making rest less efficient. Sleep misperception and night-to-night sleep variation also significantly impact energy. Consistent sleep schedules matter more than occasional long nights. Circadian dysregulation from irregular schedules, excessive indoor time, or inconsistent meals dramatically affects energy. For optimal circadian health, get abundant bright light during daytime, especially morning, keep evenings dim with reduced blue light, and maintain strong contrast between day and night brightness. Research consistently shows sedentary behavior increases fatigue, while physical activity boosts energy. One study found a 10-minute walk provided more energy than eating a candy bar. The key is finding enjoyable movement you'll do regularly. Your body was designed to move, and movement generates energy. The racing mind at bedtime plagues all insomnia sufferers, thoughts gaining momentum in darkness. While you can't simply turn off your brain, you can teach it to transition between get it done and let it go modes. Daytime habits make up over half the chronic insomnia equation. Three key factors feeding nighttime thought spirals are lack of daytime rest, insufficient thought processing time, and missing transition periods before bed. Operating constantly in productivity mode signals to our bodies we're in perpetual danger. True rest isn't passive media consumption, but non-goal-oriented activities that nourish body and soul. Walking, daydreaming, or sitting quietly. Without time to process thoughts during the day, our minds use bedtime's quiet to release accumulated worries. Create a mental litter box, a designated 30-minute period daily for ruminating, after which you defer all worries to tomorrow's session. Just as cars can't stop instantly at high speeds, your mind can't transition directly from activity to sleep. An effective wind-down routine should include a clear workday endpoint, a consistent pre-bed ritual that conditions your brain for de-arousal, and pleasurable non-goal activities engaging your senses. Sleep effort, any intentional actions or thoughts aimed at inducing sleep, creates a quicksand effect. The more you struggle against sleeplessness, the deeper you become trapped. Acceptance and commitment therapy highlights psychological flexibility as key to overcoming sleep issues. Just as the counterintuitive response to quicksand is to stop struggling and lay flat, accepting your sleep reality without judgment interrupts the cycle of mental struggle that maintains alertness. When sleep effort surfaces, ask yourself, "What would I do if I didn't have insomnia?" Treating sleep as fragile makes our bodies hypervigilant, while approaching it as a natural process reduces arousal and creates better conditions for sleep. Sleep isn't a performance to perfect, it's a relationship to nurture. Don't plan life around sleep, avoid excessive spending on sleep products, let go of tracking gadgets, and never force yourself to fall asleep. When we release our grip on controlling sleep, we rediscover our body's natural rhythm. With sleep no longer consuming mental energy, we can reconnect with what truly matters: relationships, creativity, adventure, or simply being present in our lives.